poll, most say minors are being influenced to question their gender. By Hannah Blow on October 26, 2022. Most believe minors are being influenced to question their gender. A McLaughlin and Associates survey released this week found. The survey asked respondents, "What is your opinion on why transgenderism is rising amongst underage minors?" Among those who offered a response, 69% said they believe minors are being influenced to question their gender due to social media and other cultural influences. Only 31%, however, said underage minors feel free to question their gender without judgment. Further, 65% said they believe the transgender movement has gone too far by encouraging underage minors to use drugs and surgery to transition to the opposite sex. That includes a plurality Democrats, 42%, and a majority of Republicans and independents, 85% and 57%, respectively. Among those who offered a response, 59% said they are not reluctant to share their views on transgenderism. But 4 in 10, or 41%, are reluctant to share their views. The survey also found that most believe the medical industry is motivated by financial gain, which is why many medical establishments are promoting gender transitions for youth. The survey was taken October 12 to 17, 2022, and follows a recent Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey, which asked respondents, "Do you believe underage minors should be required to wait until they are adults to use puberty blockers and undergo permanent sex change procedures?" Over three-quarters said minors should wait until adulthood to alter their bodies. The surveys come among the national push to normalize transgenderism among students, but this movement has seen pushback in some areas, such as Florida. As Breitbart News reported, officials in Florida have taken action against this push to normalize transgenderism, prohibiting Medicaid from covering such procedures following a report requested by the Secretary of the Agency for Healthcare Administration, AHCA, which found that these so-called treatments are not safe or effective but rather experimental and investigational. This topic came up during Monday night's debate between Democrat Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, and Governor Ron DeSantis, R. When they say gender-affirming care, they mean giving puberty blockers to teenage girls and teenage boys. They mean doing double mastectomies on young girls. They mean chemically castrating young boys, DeSantis explained, emphasizing that it is wrong. He went on to say, "We are not going to allow that to happen in the state of Florida. A lot of kids go through a lot of different things. A lot of the dysphoria resolves itself by the time they become adults, and we have a number of people that have spoken out in favor of what we're doing to say you should not do this with minors. They went through it when they were minors. Now they're adults and they regret it. Other countries in Europe that went down this road have now backtracked," he added.